There he is, Ted Jankin, Oxygen Financial. OxygenFinancial.net. You, my friend, I love this topic because we all are in a situation, especially if we have a job, our main job, our 9-to-5 job, that we'd like to find ways to make money at home. And you bring into the table this morning odd ways, outside the box ways, I'm guessing, to do that, correct?
Yeah, I'm always looking for ways to make more money. It isn't just making money in things like the stock market, but if you have to pay down debt or you want to start saving in an IRA account or save for your kids, to make a few extra $100 a month can be difficult. I've found some ways where you could do it in the comfort of your own home to be able to make some more money.
Please.
That's fantastic, because there are, but what about the distractions in the home? That's what I'm hoping that I can deal with, because the TV's right there.
You just put in your, you know, earphones and get on your computer, and then you get rid of the distractions.
You got to be a grown-up sometimes. Turn the television off.
And not have the dogs in your lap or any of that kind of stuff, or sitting around
Some of
nude.
The stuff doesn't take that long to do.
All right,
okay, let's hear it.
Give me some.
All right, I'm going to give you my first one on here, is that for those of you that have been in your closet and you have a bunch of clothes and you think it's time to sort of change the wardrobe, and I know Steve did that at one point. You brought in all those clothes.
Still doing it.
You could have done something that a lot of people are starting to do, which is renting your clothes online to somebody else.
I thought you were going to say take it to a consignment shop.
Nope. Rent your clothes.
All right, explain.
So there are websites out there now called Loanables, and one's called Rent Not Buy, where you can actually take your inventory of your clothes, and you can basically rent them or sell them to strangers. You can do either or. You can sell them online or you can rent them online.
How much are we looking at here? How much can you pull from something like
that? Anywhere from, well, it depends on the kind of clothes that you have.
What
anywhere
if it's from a nice
tuxedo that you could rent out for $30 or $40 a night to a nice outfit that you could rent out for $10 to $15.
And jackets, because I got really cool jackets that are like
20
around,
bucks.
Around NASCAR time that guys would want to wear.
$20.
How about that sweet Jack Daniels jacket from 88?
I've got that. Yeah. Actually, I was given that Jack Daniels jacket in 2010. You ass. No, I've got all that kind of stuff. I got like the what do you call those old leather coats that were in style that are real big and all the colors?
Bomber jackets or?
Bomber jackets, whatever. I've got a Hawks one. I've got Super Bowl ones. I've got the Jack Daniels one.
Oh, he's got a sweet one with those trucker mud flap chicks all up and down the sleeves.
$3.
That's soccer. He just, you know, laugh at what you don't understand.
But Jason, you could bring it to a consignment shop too and then sell it out. You could certainly do that.
We did this, we had this topic one time because I was doing that exact same thing. And the problem is a lot of these consignment shops are effing snobs.
Well, they don't want to give you hardly anything.
They just didn't like your jeans.
I had five
Who does?
Nice pair of jeans that I was taking in. And you know what the lady said to me, Ted Jane? She said to me, these would be perfect for a Mexican construction worker.
A middle-aged Mexican construction worker.
Well, that's because you buy things cheap, so you get the knockoffs. Like, one leg might be a little shorter than the other. That's why you got a great deal on it.
Do you know how many people, their legs are actually level? Very few. Go to a chiropractor. They'll tell you that. That's why I do that, because my legs are never even. Anyway, what's the next thing?
Well, one of the ones that I like in here is just to give your opinion, and you can take polls or surveys right from your house. Now, there are a lot of websites.
Jesus, Steve's going to be rich.
Yeah, keep going.
Well,
keep going.
They even pay you to watch TV, to be honest with you, some of these. But really, if you're able to take surveys on an ongoing basis, give your opinion to look at various goods and services that companies are offering, you can get paid anywhere from $10 to $20, and some of them will pay as much as $100. Sometimes they give you cash, or sometimes they give you gift cards in lieu of what you take for the opinions or polls, and then you could go spend that money to buy things that are within your budget.
How do you get in on that? What's that?
Well, one of the big websites out there that I looked up, two of them that I think are pretty legitimate here, which is inboxdollars.com, and there's one called isay.com. It's i-say.com. Mm-hmm. And you can go to oxygenfinancial.net, and I'll give you all of them. But this is a great way to at the home or on the weekends, take a couple of hours, try and make an extra $100 a week just taking surveys.
Wow. That's
those survey gimmicks like in Vegas. If you're ever walking on the strip, when I took Nate out there, he made what? How much did you make?
A couple hundred bucks.
You know, he only brought like $150 with him to Vegas. Okay.
what the hell? Were you just planning to win big?
No. He was there for the party. That's the kind of guy Nate is. He's not a gambler. He's a drinker.
Okay.
So these random people would stop us, as they do everybody on the strip in Vegas, and say, hey, you got, you know, 45 minutes. Come and watch some of this movie and tell us what you think. I'll give you $40. The entire trip out there, Nate was watching movies with people making money.
Well, that's great.
And he would pop up in the casino, and I'm there. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, dude, just made like 60 bucks.
Just watch this new movie. It sucks, but I got paid.
There's a movie that's coming out. It's horrible, but it's got 60 bucks while watching it, man.
That's awesome.
All right. Now, let me take one of these pieces of audio, because also you can go to oxygenfinancial.net and do a financial confession. And that's where you leave a question or a message for Ted, and we pick one usually out when Ted stops in to answer to make sure your questions get answered here. Go ahead, Brandy, play it.
Yeah, hey, I was just curious about college savings for my 9-year-old. I'm concerned that he's not going to have enough. But someone told me that if you saved in a college account and the child doesn't go to college, that I could lose that money. Can you answer that question?
Ooh, good question. Is that true?
Really good question. First of all, a lot of people that have kids that are 8, 9, 10, 11 years old feel like they're behind the eight ball, so they just don't save. So it's never too late to start saving money for college. There are a lot of different college plans, but probably one of the most popular that people will invest in, especially here in the state of Georgia, is a 529 plan. And you can do that with the state of Georgia. If you go to oxygenfinancial.net, I'll get you the website. But if the money's not used for college, you can get the money back. Now, in the 529 plans, there's a small penalty of about 10% on the growth in the account if you absolutely don't use it for college or grad school or whatever it may be for your child. But you don't lose the money. So that's a myth.
Is that like a 401k, you know, where you have to, you know, you get to a certain point, that's what, 60, 65, you can take it out with no penalty because it's tax-free money. But if you do it beforehand, you're going to get crushed. Is it something?
No, it doesn't work the same. You know, really, it's an account here that's designed for college. And if your child uses it for college, you can grow money in this account and never pay tax on it at all.
Yeah,
my question is,
you're
going to
take it out in 10 years.
But you could take it out before you're 59 and a half.
And not get penalized.
Well, you'll still be penalized 10% on the growth. No, it doesn't matter what age.
That's just the
game. The money is designed, the way it was set up by the government, is it was designed for somebody to put money away and not pay any taxes on their growth for college.
And the things that you're rattling off, these odd ways to make money from home for, let's just say, somebody that just had a child or maybe is 1 or 2 years old and they want to save for money. Stuff like this is extra income.
You put right in the 529 plan.
And then watch it grow. So if you're making a couple hundred bucks by doing surveys or have people rent out your clothes, then by the time they're 18 and they go off to college, you'll have at least a couple years saved up for them, right?
Yeah, well, it depends, obviously. Private school is getting very expensive, but you definitely want to save something, right? The more that you save, the less of a burden your child's going to have, or the less that you're going to have to come out of pocket down the road to pay for college.
Would I do this on a website? Would I take, like, my 10 coolest things that I think that people would want to wear and put them up there?
Well, I was thinking about this because there's a place on here where you can get paid to become a teacher. There are websites like on Google Helpouts, and a website called Udemy, and you can go to those websites and you can get paid to become a teacher. Put together a course. They do things like music lessons or photography lessons. But if you have, you know, the art of how to pick up women or something like that, you might be able to get paid for that. Or Jason wants to teach people about how to win at poker or whatever it may be. You know, you could actually show somebody skills on there and get paid for that.
Now you're talking. You can teach people how to be frugal. I'll teach you how to get laid. And we can get paid for this?
If the course is good enough, then people will buy it, right?
You go on
there, there's a wet, well, the courses, I've looked online, they've been anywhere from, you know, $10 or $20 to as much as $50 to get paid for a course. And think about this, once you record it, it's passive income. If you get more people to watch the course, then you've got more of an opportunity to be able to make money.
You want to do a bet?
What?
Let's, Nate, can you look into this? And then we'll sign it up and we'll give each other a month, and whoever makes the most money in a month, we'll bet, wager, what, $100? Between you and me. You do whatever your course is, I'll do whatever my course is.
I just want to tell you, the other website I like for Steve here is called Fiverr. It's Fiverr.
It's
a good
website.
$5 for anything. So when somebody needs like a good pickup line or something like that, they just pay you $5 and you tell them what to say.
Oh, yeah. Tell me your situation at the moment. It could be 11 o'clock. By 1 o'clock, you've got a friend at the house.
That's the website that when we were playing the audio from the Indian guy that people were sending rap lyrics over to these third world country mosquito net kids, and they were sending them back, and we were laughing.
Are you going with being safe or saving money? Is that your thing?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's a great way to make money.
I think it'd be a fun bit.
Oh, I'm all about it. I know what I'm good at and what I'm not.
I know that Ted Jenkins got some more of these ways to make money, and you can see the entire list on your website. How can people reach you?
Yeah, well, not only these six, but we've got a list of 32 ways to make money from home. So if you want to get that brochure on how to make more money at home so you can work harder on retirement or college education, go to oxygenfinancial.net. We'll show you how to make money right in the comfort of your own home.
That's great. That's good stuff, man. All right.
I like it.